This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. The commission investigating the September 11th terrorist attacks releases its final report this morning at 11:30 Eastern Time. The commission has spent the last 20 months studying everything about the attacks, how they were carried out, why the U.S. was so unprepared, and what sorts of measures could prevent another attack. The report comes out just as a newly released surveillance video shows some hijackers as they were cleared by airport screeners. NPR's Larry Abramson has been covering the commission. Larry, tell us about this video. Does it advance our understanding of the hijackings and what went wrong?
Well, the video is a surveillance video showing the hijackers of American Flight 77 as they're being screened by airport security personnel at Dulles Airport outside of Washington, D.C. The video is very grainy, but we can see four of the five men who hijacked the plane and then flew it into the Pentagon as they set off metal detectors and being pulled aside and wanded, searched more extensively by screeners. All of them are then cleared to get on their flight. Now, this is particularly chilling because two of the hijackers that we see were men that the CIA had been tracking but didn't put on government watch lists until just before the hijackings, too late, as it turned out. And that's one of the missed opportunities that the 9/11 Commission is expected to point to. This video is released by attorneys of people who lost loved ones in the crashes. Their point is to show that even the lax security rules that were in place before the attacks were not being followed, and these families are suing the airlines and the security companies because of those lax security standards. The video may be chilling, but it doesn't really bring us any new information because the 9/11 Commission staff already told us how these hijackers got on the planes.
There has been a lot of anticipation of this final report. What should we be looking for now that the time is upon us?
Well, look for new information about whatever role Iran may have played in perhaps letting al-Qaeda pass through the country, perhaps playing a more active role. The specific language will be very important. Look for more details about the role that Iraq might have played, what sort of contacts Iraq did or did not have with al-Qaeda. The commission has already indicated that whatever links there were not collaborative links, that they weren't really working together, and certainly not with the actual plotters of the 9/11 hijackings. Look also for whether the language puts more blame on the Clinton or Bush administrations for not preventing the attacks. We expect the report to be very even-handed and to try not to put more blame on one administration than another. And finally, of course, there are the recommendations that everybody's waiting for. We already know they're going to recommend the creation of a director of national intelligence. And finally, there's going to be suggestions for much more aggressive congressional oversight, the creation of permanent committees in both houses of Congress. They don't exist now.
And the likelihood that those recommendations will be put into place?
Well, it's not very likely that these ideas are going to be enacted into law this year. You know, Congress has very little time before the campaigns start, and then there's the election. And, of course, the process of rearranging the intelligence community is going to be complicated, and it will be contentious in Congress where turf is valued. So it's probably going to depend on who's in the White House after the election. I think we will see, though, even though the legislation won't take shape instantly, there's going to be a renewed discussion of all of the issues that are discussed in the report at think tanks and in government.
And just briefly, what happens next?
The commissioners are going to go out in bipartisan pairs. They're going to tour the country, spread the word about what they found, and they're going to put pressure on lawmakers and policymakers to take account of these recommendations. They really don't want this report to just sit up on a shelf like some other commission reports have.
Thanks very much, NPR's Larry Abramson.